Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning, again, we have Denise Coder with us with Home Health Care and also Amy Jordahl, who is the, I say manager. What's the correct word?
I like to say coach, but
coach.
I know. Store director.
Okay, store director. Those were the words I was looking for, and that's Amy Jordahl from here in Atlantic. Let's start again with, we're going to talk about start somewhere, and Denise, kind of give us this introduction about Healthy Iowa Initiative.
It's very exciting from the public health standpoint and point of view that we have our leadership in Iowa, including public and private leadership, that's come together, and they've established a goal for us as Iowans. And so this is like everybody taking ownership in this, not just our government entities or our businesses, but it's everybody. We want to be the healthiest state in 5 years.
Okay, I think we all have to kind of get on board with that if that's going to happen. But somebody else, the governor, whoever, saying, you know, we need to move up and be number one, that's not going to do it. We have to act.
Every day we have to act. And, you know, it's not just a goal that we put out there just for the sake of a goal itself. There's so many reasons to move toward being healthier. And, you know, from a quality of life standpoint, number one, when people are healthier, they don't get into the chronic diseases. From a health cost standpoint, our health care costs are continue to increase. Those people who have to purchase insurance at any point, whether that be a share or complete, you know, if it's responsibility completely for them, those costs are only going up for everybody. So this is important for so many reasons, and it's very nice to see that that leadership again has come from the top, because a lot of times when it starts at the top, the bottom gets going.
Let's hope that's true, but it's really important to get all of us here on the bottom, on the ground, so to speak, to get with this. So, Amy, let's talk about this event that's been titled Start Somewhere. What does that mean?
Well, to get somewhere, you have to start somewhere. So we've decided to start somewhere Friday, October 7th, and we're really excited. We're asking everyone that's available to come to Hy-Vee parking lot at 12 o'clock noon and walk with us. And, you know, it doesn't have to be
You don't have to be an athlete to do this, right? This is, again, something for everybody, whatever speed you can join.
Absolutely. And we're just asking that everyone comes out, because the more that come, the more supportive we are of each other, because it's an everyday battle. It's not just let's do one walk in October and call it good for the whole year. It's start somewhere. And so it's Friday, October 7th. Again, just encouraging everyone to come out. The path that we're going to take, we'll be walking from the Hy-Vee parking lot up Hospital Drive to 10th Street, Plum Street, and then to the Trojan Bowl. Okay. So come join us. It'll be lots of fun. And it's not going to be a speed walk race either. So you can walk at your own pace. You can walk at your own leisure. Bring a group of friends and walk and talk together. And I've already guaranteed that it's going to be a beautiful day. So there's no need to worry.
Amy, you're just not afraid to take risks. Are you guaranteeing the weather? That's about one of the biggest risks I think we can take. But, again, it's very important that people know that this is for everybody. And there is a bit of a hill there, but you don't have to race up it.
No, and if you walk at a pace that's comfortable for you, I think everybody will be just fine. And as long as you can walk and talk and enjoy some company and great weather and know that you're starting somewhere. And more than that, you know, to see our community come together and make this pledge and this commitment together, that's very impactful and it's very powerful. And I'm really excited about all the opportunities that we have right here in Cass County to make Iowa, and even, I'll be a little selfish, to make Cass County the healthiest in the state of Iowa. Yeah.
Oh, now we've got even a bigger stake out there to get us going, I always think that carrot on the end of the stick to get us going. Now, this is the main number of people starting at Hy-Vee, but there are other opportunities in the community in Atlantic, but also outside of Atlantic to get people involved with this.
Well, yes, we've been working with some of the other communities in Cass County to establish walk opportunities because we realize not everybody lives in Atlantic. We want to be very sensitive to that, that, you know, we want all of Cass County to be healthier. So in Oneida, there will be a community walk beginning at noon at the high school track near the school. And there'll be another one at 1:15 that will start at Lake Oneida, and that will be just at the main entrance area there that where that will start. And then in Messina, the walk will begin at 11:30 in the Messina Park. So those two communities in Cass County, if you're from that area, you can certainly find one of those walks and join there. And then in Atlantic, there are other locations that have walks established. I don't have all the start details and times, but if you want to give them a call, you can. I know the courthouse, I believe, will be doing 11:30, noon, and 12:30. So that would be a starting location if you're kind of in that area and want to join that group. Heritage House has more than one walk planned, so feel free to call out there if that's a place that's closer to you. But the other thing I want to mention is that our children in the Atlantic School District will be bringing letters home to parents. If parents prefer, they can join their children at their building and walk with their children to the Trojan Bowl, which I think is really powerful as a family to be taking that step somewhere as a family. So watch for those letters to be coming home either today or very, very early next week to kind of give you more details about that.
And I'm thinking there are a number of employers that are getting involved, obviously some at their workplaces, but, you know, if you work one of the places that's not having a walk, you might ask, you know, if I have this child, can I get away for that hour? It's about an hour time.
Probably by the time you leave work, you get to Hy-Vee or you get to school, you get to the Trojan Bowl, you get done, you get back, it would be close to an hour. But we're finding employers in the area that we've talked to very supportive of allowing their employees that time to get off. If worst comes to worst and you cannot join any of the community locations, there is nothing wrong with walking for 10, 15 minutes at noon wherever you can.
In your heart and mind, you're walking with everybody else. Good point, Denise.
With that, if you're going to do that, it would be really great if you would register the fact that you're going to do that yourself online. We'll be doing counts at all of the walks that are organized so that we kind of know as a county how many people have participated. And there's no need to register online or pre-register for any of that because we're going to be doing those head counts. But if you're going to do something on your own, we'd really love to know that you participated. And in order to do that, you visit www.iowahealthiestate.com.
Okay. So just log on there if you're going to walk all by yourself. Amy, I think I understand that the folks at Hy-Vee are going to be wearing some special shirts here to remind us pretty soon that they're going to be having those on. Is that true?
We are. Everybody at the store loves when we have T-shirt days, so we've got some T-shirts coming just to remind everyone about the Start Somewhere Walk Friday, October 7th, which will be really fun. And then we are going to use some of those T-shirts and hand them out on walk day also. So a little extra incentive for everybody to participate.
And I have to say, hand them out. I don't think that's quite right. From what I understand, they're going to be shot out. I haven't seen this before. Have you seen that happen, Amy?
I kind of have. So okay. We'll just leave it at that as a little carrot in the air there. So you have to come check it out. The other fun thing is, you know, again, we're starting somewhere. And so at the end of our walk, we've got a motivational speaker who's going to spend not a long time with us, just about 10 minutes, just to remind us and get us excited as to why we're doing this and why we're doing it together and why it's important and really what it should mean to everybody. So there's going to be a lot more steps to come at the end of our walk on Friday, October 7th. And, you know, this is just the beginning of a whole list of great things to come.
Okay, so once you get to Trojan Bowl, you probably, if you need to, there's a place to sit down and listen and take a little breather, and then you can walk back or you can get a ride back to Hy-Vee?
That's right. We'll have the bleachers available, so our thought processes as folks start to come and filter in, we'll get the bleachers filled up, and we'll have the speaker there on the track to address everybody. And if you've got time to walk back, that would be great. If not, we do have buses available so they can bus you back to the Hy-Vee parking lot. And that way everybody can try and fit this in their lunch hour. It's a little ironic that we're busing back from a walk, but we're trying to be sensitive to the time frame also.
Again, you know, I just think that says how important this is. And put this on your calendar, folks. Friday, October 7th, 1 week from today, Everyone who can will be gathering at the Hy-Vee parking lot. And if you can't be there, check out other places you can be. And we want to thank you very much, Denise Coder and Amy Jordahl, for visiting with us this morning.